Oil is on its way up, why the price of crude is crashing through an important barrier. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. The price of Brent crude topped $50 a barrel for the first time in 7 months. Richard Mallinson, oil analyst at Energy Aspects, explains what's going on.
The immediate trigger is some news out of Nigeria. Another attack has been reported on oil facilities controlled by Chevron, but this is against a backdrop of two things. One is a real pickup in the level of disruptions in places like Canada from the wildfires, as well as in OPEC countries. And the second is a more structural slowdown in supplies because of lower prices, because of lower investment.
But he thinks it'll take time before that lower investment in drilling really turns around.
As prices go through the sort of $50 level and then into the $60 level, we'll start to see some producers thinking about bringing more drilling rigs back. But that's not going to be an overnight process. Importantly, they want to see a period of higher prices before they make those decisions.
Richard Mallinson with Energy Aspects. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in global trading. In the UK, shares are up 0.25%. Germany, shares are up 0.5%. Asian markets closed mixed. And troubled airbag company Takata may have a formidable savior. Private equity giant KKR is reportedly interested in making an investment. Takata stock rocketed up 21% on the news. The company faces recall costs that could run into the billions. HSN, the home shopping network, is pushing Disney's new movie, Alice Through the Looking Glass, this week practically nonstop. It is the latest and biggest in a run of movie merchandising partnerships for the network. HSN has also wrangled on-screen mentions in the movies Mother's Day and The Boss. Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains why the shopping channel's embracing big-screen entertainment.
3 days of floral hat boxes, bejeweled watches, blatant pitching.
When you watch the movie, it's going to be in theaters this Friday.
And tortured Alice tie-ins.
You'll understand the importance of time, and you'll understand when it comes to having something that is not only going to stand the test of time, but also feel good against your skin is when you want to get these sheets.
Those would be the whimsical microfiber sheets. For Disney, HSN is one more way to market its $170 million film.
For HSN, they get cultural relevance.
Jonah Berger is a marketing professor at the Wharton School.
They're more timely. They're seen as connected to things going on in more cultural, more generally.
Matthew Harrigan is with Wunderlich Securities.
I don't think that the actual sales of the merchandise from particular movies are overwhelming.
But he says these special events are a good way to keep customers' attention. And it's attention HSN could use after a couple quarters of declining sales. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Hi, David Brancaccio here. Thank you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We give you the context we think you need to understand what's happening in the economy and why it matters to you. Some context on us. We are a nonprofit service and rely on donations from our listeners to keep going. And we've just made special Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses available to thank you for your support. Donate today at marketplace.org.
Today, some of the smartest kids around will go for glory by spelling words you've probably never even heard before. The Scripps National Spelling Bee finals start this morning with the final victory broadcast live in prime time on ESPN. Organizers are spicing it up this year, promising tougher words and bigger prizes for spellers. These days, the spelling bee is a big business with advertising, corporate sponsorship. To talk about just how big, we have Courtney Brunius. He is the Associate Director of the Sports Business Institute at the University of Southern California. Hi, Courtney.
How's it going?
It's going all right. So some people are going to hear this and think it's pretty awesome that the spelling bee is reaching a bigger audience, people seeing an event that's about studying hard, using your brain. But then there's some who, you know, just don't like the idea of taking something that has an educational aspect to it and putting ads and corporate sponsors along with it. What's your take on this?
Well, I think the opportunity to really highlight the educational aspects to a broader audience is very beneficial. So even though there may be a few downsides to putting these students in the spotlight, if you manage that appropriately, I think the benefits really outweigh the negatives.
And as far as the spotlight, the finale will be on ESPN, the real ESPN, none of this two or three stuff where they're showing the earlier rounds. The network has made money in the past by kind of stretching the definition of what sports is. Poker is a good example of that. How big of a deal is the spelling bee for ESPN?
The Spelling Bee is actually pretty big. If you look a couple years ago, the Spelling Bee finals actually getting greater ratings than the NHL Stanley Cup finals, which is kind of crazy. So, you know, a number of people turn in to the Spelling Bee to see if they can spell the words, see how these students and young kids perform under the spotlight, and sort of even like maybe a NASCAR race, try to tune in and see if something crazy happens.
Now, the advertisers who come into this picture, they're in for the eyeballs. So what do we know about who's actually watching the Bee?
It's a wide range of people that watch the Bee. People that probably have done Spelling Bees when they were growing up, people that are interested in the educational aspects, and people just that like events. So it's a cross-section, which I think is very valuable for any sponsor that's looking to attach themselves to the Spelling Bee.
Now, all this new attention, bigger ratings, more sponsors, tougher words, bigger prizes. What does all that mean for the students who are young and, you know, are typically not used to a big spotlight like this?
I think it probably means increased pressure for the students. One of those things that, you know, the more attention you get, the more money that gets put out there, and the larger of an audience that sees these students spell words. I think the increased pressure to get to that level and then actually perform when you're at that level is something that they're going to have to deal with. But it's a good learning experience for students, as long as you don't get a little bit overboard and put too much pressure on them.
Courtney Brunius from USC, thanks so much.
No problem. Finally, sticking with
smart student news, the prestigious Science Talent Search, which honors top high schoolers, has a brand new sponsor. Biotech company Regeneron is giving $100 million to support the program for the next decade, taking over from former sponsor Intel. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.